Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is hiring a new assistant. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Like I told you before, we just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant.
I understand that, but the fact is, we're understaffed.
The timing is just not right. The economy's bad, and it's too risky to take on new staff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Here's an idea. What if we hire an intern? She would take some of the weight off my shoulders.
She?
Yeah, you know, a recent graduate. She could give me a hand with some of these projects, and we could keep our costs down.
That sounds reasonable. Let me see what I can do. Tony, I'd like to introduce you to your new assistant.
Okay, great. Let's meet her.
Hi, I'm Adam.
Oh, hi, I'm Tony.
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation.这篇对话是关于讨论是否需要雇佣一名新员工。A 说
Like I told you before, we just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant.
Like I told you before 表示就像我之前跟你说的。Like 表示像。Before 在什么什么之前。
Like I told you before.
就像我之前跟你说的
We just don't have the resources
我们没有好这里有一个单词叫做 resources Resources 最常见的意思是表示资源那它也可以表示财力资金那这里呢就是说
We just don't have the money
就是我们没有钱做什么事情呢To hire you an assistant, 为你招聘一名助理。Assistant, 助理、助手、助教。注意这个单词前面的冠词用 an assistant. B 说
I understand that.
我了解，我理解。
But the fact is, we are understaffed.
但是事实是我们现在人手不够。
The fact is,
事实是 is 后面省略了 that.
Understaffed
是个形容词表示人手不够的
understaffed.
我们看下面的例句。
The company has been understaffed since Spring Festival because many workers left in late January to spend the holidays at home.
自春节以来该公司人手不足因为许多员工在一月下旬回家过年了。好我们继续看对话。
The timing is just not right.
现在时机不对。
The timing is just not right.
这是一个固定的表达。我们看下面的例句。
I was gonna sell my house, but the timing is just not right.
我想卖房子，但是时机不对。好，我们继续往下看。
The economy is bad.
经济不景气。
Economy, 经济。
Bad, 糟糕的、坏的、差的。
And it's too risky to take on new staff.
再增加新员工，这太冒险了。
Too risky
就是太冒险了。这里有一个短语叫做 too 什么什么 too， 表示太怎么样，以至于不能怎么样。那这里
too risky to take on new staff
就是太危险了，以至于不能再增加新员工了。Staff 表示全体职员、全体职工。
Yeah, I guess you're right.
是的，我想你是对的。
Here's an idea.
我有个主意。
What if we hire an intern? 我们招聘一个实习生怎么样
What if 表示什么什么怎么样
Hire an intern 招聘一个实习生 Intern 实习生注意前面的冠词用 an intern
She will take some of the weight off my shoulders
她可以帮我分担一些任务这里有个短语叫 take the weight off my shoulders, 叫卸下我肩膀上的重担。
take off 有脱下的意思。
中间的 weight, 名词表示重量。
shoulder 就是肩膀。
那字面上可以理解为将重量从我肩膀上脱下。翻译为卸下我肩膀上的重担。那这里
She will take some of the weight off my shoulders
就是她会帮我、承担一些我的责任。
She?
她?
Yeah, you know, a recent graduate.
是的,你知道的,一个毕业生。那这里的 a recent graduate 就是用来介绍上面的 intern 什么叫 intern 呢就是 a recent graduate
She could give me a hand with some of these projects
她可以帮我做很多项目
Give me a hand 表示帮某人忙 Give me a hand With some of these projects
就是帮一些项目
Some of these
就是、这些当中的一些这些项目当中的一些
Some of these projects And we could keep our costs down
并且我们可以减少开销
Keep 什么什么 down
表示保持什么什么低
Keep our costs down
就是保持我们的成本低
That sounds reasonable.
这听起来很合理。
Reasonable, 形容词合理的。
Sound, 听起来。Sound, 后面加形容词表示听起来怎么怎么样。
Sounds reasonable,
听起来很合理。
Let me see what I can do.
让我想想我要怎么做。过了一阵子，他说
Tony,I'd like to introduce you to your new assistant.
Tony, 让我给你介绍一下你的新助理。
I'd like to
表示让我做某事。
Introduce somebody to somebody
就是向某人介绍某人。这时 Tony 非常开心，他说
Okay, great, let's meet her.
好的，让我见见她。
Meet somebody,
见某人。
Let's do something,
就是让我们做某事。
Let's meet her,
让我们见见她。Tony 以为是一个女的，所以这里他说的是 Let's meet her。结果见了面之后发现他是一个男的。
Hi, I'm Adam.
这个时候 Tony 很尴尬，但是他还是、强作正经，他说
Oh, hi, I'm Tony.
那这篇对话最后还是以一个非常幽默的结局结束了。如果你想获取更多免费英语资讯，欢迎关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily。最后，我们再来听一下今天的对话。
Like I told you before, we just don't have the resources to hire you an assistant.
I understand that, but the fact is, we're understaffed.
The timing is just not right. The economy's bad, and it's too risky to take on new staff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Here's an idea. What if we hire an intern? She would take some of the weight off my shoulders.
She?
Yeah, you know, a recent graduate. She could give me a hand with some of these projects, and we could keep our costs down.
That sounds reasonable. Let me see what I can do. Tony. I'd like to introduce you to your new assistant.
Okay, great. Let's meet her.
Hi, I'm Adam.
Oh, hi, I'm Tony.